We head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline, where we find somebody who, in my household, well, this is an extremely popular interview. My wife normally does not care who I talk to, but when David Ortiz comes on the program, Big Poppy is a big deal in my household. David Ortiz joins us thanks to Kingsford. David, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How is retirement?
Oh, man. Retirement is good, but I'm a little mad, man.
Why?
I'm a little pissed off now.
Why?
How come MLB wait this long to have all 30 teams playing at the same time on opening day? They wait for me to retire to do that. I always used to ask myself that question. How come not everybody's playing on the same day?
Well,
guess what? March 29th is going to be the day for that to happen. So hopefully everybody enjoy it with friends and family and Kingsford and your backyard, grilling, throwing some burger, hot dog, steak, vegetable. Just enjoy it with the family because everybody's going to be connected somehow, some way with baseball because all 30 teams are going to be playing that day.
Now, I've seen you everywhere. I mean, you are such a charismatic personality, but you like to grill, right? Cooking's one of your things, right?
Bro, you're not kidding. That's my thing. I got to grill at least twice a week.
Twice a week?
At least.
Now,
it's all depend the occasion.
If right.
If I have friends and family staying at my house, we're gonna be grilling for a while.
Are you enjoying doing television? Are you enjoying, Poppy going to work? Are you enjoying the opportunities you're getting after baseball is over for you?
I do, because I'm a guy that I'm used to work. I'm a guy that I'm used to being busy. So a lot of us, once retirement shows up and you're just at home doing nothing, sometimes things can turn out to be a little difficult, a little tough. But in my case, I'm used to doing things, always being busy, travel, being all over the place. At the same time, spending time with the family, you just don't want to be in there 24/7 all the time. So
yeah,
I have been able to stay pretty busy at doing things, and at the same time, spending time with the family.
Talking to David Ortiz here on Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. 30 teams playing for the first time in 50 years. MLB and Kingsford encouraging everyone to use the hashtag Opening Day is back for what will be a really fun day coming up on Thursday for Opening Day. Your memories of Opening Day, do you ever get that feeling of, man, I miss baseball when Opening Day comes around? It's only been one for you. This is number two, I know. But last year on Opening Day, did you have any thoughts of, my goodness, I can't believe I'm not playing?
Yeah, I thought about that. I can't believe I'm not playing because I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, I played in a big league for over 20 years, and it was year after year after year after year. So once that time shows up, opening day, and you are not in it, you kind of miss that. But it's not like I was missing playing because I think I played for a long time, and I did what I was supposed to, during the time I played.
Yeah.
But once you sit down and watch it, it's just like, man, I can't believe I'm on the other side now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, at any part last year, when the Red Sox were struggling hitting home runs and people were praying on social media for David Ortiz to walk into the clubhouse at Fenway Park and to play for 81 games in half the year and help the team out, did you have any inclination, any thoughts of doing that last year?
No, not at all, because remember, baseball is not that easy. I mean, my last name can be, David Ortiz, Ortiz or Williams or whatever, but it doesn't work that way. There's the preparations for you to have before you step on the plate and try to do wonderful things, And I announced my retirement. I never thought about coming back and playing baseball, not for a minute. I took my time to make that decision, and it was something that into today I still don't not regret the fact that I retired after 2016.
Now, you were down in spring training at Fort Myers with the Red Sox earlier this spring, having a chance to be around the new guys. You know, J.D. Martinez is the guy who's going to step into your shoes. He's a right-handed power hitter, but he's going to take over the DH spot for the Red Sox, a high acquisition, a high-priced acquisition for the Red Sox. You know, what will be different this year, do you think, for the offense? Do you think some of the young guys who had down years last year, the Bogarts, the Bradleys, will step back to the plate and have good seasons this year for the Red Sox?
Definitely. JD is the guy who's going to give them balance, going to take a lot of pressure off the rest of the guys. And remember, those guys that you mentioned, that you just mentioned, they have more experience right now, and they're still young and very talented. So it's going to be fun to watch what's going to happen this year.
Tell me about Alex Cora a little bit, the new Red Sox manager. He's a guy who's young, energetic, bilingual, was with the Astros last year, winning the World Series. I'm pretty excited for him. Should Red Sox fans be excited for Alex Cora to be the skipper of this club?
Definitely. Alex is the perfect fit for the Red Sox. He comes from a winning world club, a team that just won the World Series. He's young. He is a baseball guy. Alex is extremely smart. We were teammates. We won a championship together, and Alex was like the computer that we have in the dugout. When he wasn't playing, he was watching everything and feeding me, Manny, and most of the guys with information about what's going on so we can take advantage of. So he had that being the manager prototype when he was playing still.
The Red Sox are a very unique organization, and Boston is an incredibly passionate, diehard market. Like you know, I grew up about 20 miles north of the city. I'm still a Red Sox guy to this day. When you look back on your time and you bump into Red Sox fans and they tell you what your career meant to them, is it still special when people come up to you and say, my gosh, 2004, I know where I was, or 2007, 2013, I knew exactly where I was when you were doing what you were doing in the postseason?
I feel very thankful when I heard things like that, and it's because I think there's no better fan than New England fans. They are very fanatic. They have a lot of passion. We have wonderful days. I was so glad and happy that we won. The last series we won it at home, because the first few we won it on the road.
Right.
And you can tell how expressive and passionate they are up in New England. So that was a big part of why my motivation as a player was always there. Them fans, I mean, Red Sox fans are a big part of what my career was like, you know. And whenever somebody come to me with that kind of comment, it made me happy, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. David Ortiz is our guest here on SB Nation Radio. You changed an entire region. Do you ever get a chance to step back and realize what the 2004 Red Sox did and how, and look, the Patriots did, and there's been Boston sports teams, I'm not taking away Tom Brady or anything, but what you guys did literally changed an entire region of people for the better and gave them so much joy. It literally, you know, the winning, I think, all kind of snowballed off of what you guys did in 2004. Do you ever step back and realize what you guys accomplished?
While you playing, you don't think about it. But now, once you start watching from the outside, you start realizing that sport is something that brings people together. Sport is something that that is special in people's life. You know, I'm watching the Super Bowl this past Super Bowl, I was watching at home and just watching my Patriots not end up winning the Super Bowl. It was something that it kind of impacted me, even if I'm used to watching them winning, you know
right.
what I'm saying? It's something that you be like, man, you feel empty when you don't see your ball club coming through. So who's better than myself to get related to it and think about all those years that we won championship and the year that we went to the playoff and not made it?
Yeah. Absolutely. David, I'll get you out here on this. For the 2018 Red Sox, they've got the New York Yankees in front of them, which have reloaded with an incredible lineup. But how much confidence do you have on the Red Sox to be able to contend for a championship this year?
You know what? I like the fact that we are on the dub now. I like that. because when you are on the dog, people is not expecting a lot from you, and that's when you comes in and do your thing, you know. So I think our Red Sox are going to be – they are in the perfect spot right now because all the attentions are on the Yankees because of how they reload this offseason. So we'll see how that played out this season.
It is Take Back Opening Day. It's coming up on Thursday, March the 29th. You have 30 teams playing on opening day, first time in 50 years. Kingsford wants you guys to step up to the plate, use that hashtag, Opening Day is Back, and have an opportunity to get out there and grill and cook some great food. Right, David?
Definitely, Matt.
David, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
And, thank you, Matt. I appreciate it, man.
My wife and my family says thank you for everything you did for the Red Sox.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
That is David Ortiz here on Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.